O Holy God, we pray that your Spirit will be in our midst, that you will tune our hearts to your voice, that you will open our minds to your word, that what comes forth, O Lord, will indeed be a gift unto your people. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know if you are like me, but I'm one of those people who loves the dark. In fact, there are evenings when I drive home and I drive the car into our garage and sit in the car, turned off, of course, waiting for the light in the garage to turn off. And then I just sit in the dark and be still. I find it soothing and it just seems to calm my spirit. But there are those times when the dark can seem bleak, dreary, even suffocating. Or there are those times when the dark can seem quite scary. It creates these shadows that allows my mind and my imagination to go into overdrive. And then in those moments, it feels quite dangerous. In those moments, I am actually quite thankful for the light. Even if it's a small little nightlight or one of those small little flashlights at the end of a keychain. For it illuminates the space and allows me to see it in a whole nother way. The Gospel of John says that Jesus is the light. The light that shines in the darkness, and not even the dark was able to overcome it. God gave him to the world out of love for the world, wrapped in our flesh. Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us, enters our existence so that we might see the light of God's glory, know the light of God's truth, and live the light of God's reality. That makes all the difference in the world, especially during the bleakest of times. For in those moments, we can have hope because God is with us. Jesus is the one who shows us the way of peace. He raises up peacemakers who will become ambassadors of reconciliation, people no longer eager to build up walls that Christ has already torn down. And Jesus is the one who sets us free. Free from sin, free from shame, from guilt, fear, hate, and anything that shackles or binds us and prevents us from being all that we are meant to be in the Lord. Jesus is the one who comforts the afflicted and convicts the guilty. He is the one who shows us how to build up the reign of God by reaching out to those in need and by showing the love that he has shown to us, to others. Indeed, Christ is our light. Our light of hope. There's no fanfare or fireworks, no marching band or huge parade that marks this occasion. There is only a baby, the Christ child, in a manger on a silent night, through whom God lets us know that we are not alone. We are not forgotten. We certainly are not forsaken. For he is with us. Jesus is God's gift to us. We are encouraged to open wide our hearts and receive him as such, to welcome him in so that he might live within us and we be transformed by his love. And in receiving him, we are then encouraged to embody that love. For on this night, my brothers and sisters, he who is our light sends us out to be the light in the world, to radiate that light so that the hope and love of God might spread far and near. That is what is so significant about the lighting of our candles tonight. Hopefully all of you have one. It begins with just one light coming from the Christ candle, and then that light will touch another, whose light will touch another, and another, and another, and another. And it does so until this holy space is filled with the light that started with just one light, the Christ candle. Just as we symbolically spread the light of Christ within this temple, as followers of Jesus, we, you and I, are charged to go into the world and spread that light. And spread the love of Jesus throughout our communities. Now, you might ask me, well, how are we supposed to do that? Well, Jesus says, "Let your light so shine that all may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." We shine the light of Christ through our good works, through our words and our actions. These acts of love and compassion and peace and grace and mercy, we share that with everyone. And his light spreads. And so, my brothers and sisters, go forth on this holy night and shine. Receive the light of Jesus and be blessed, for he is our light of hope. And then embody that light so that the world might know that we have been given a wonderful gift like no other. For to us indeed a son has been given, and he is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen.